Hello, Audio Booster. I'm sitting in my bedroom and I just want to say that it's been an interesting evening because I went out to dance tango tonight and I had all sorts of dramas getting there and getting home and dealing with the train system. And the actual tango itself was pretty bloody lousy, to be honest. The quality of the music by the DJ was really terrible. And unfortunately, that spoilt the atmosphere. I had a couple of okay dances, but nothing particularly brilliant. Quite disappointed, and I left a little bit frustrated. I ended up playing with my iPhone because that was more interesting than the actual dancing. Hugely disappointing in that regard because a fortnight ago when I was there, I had a wonderful time. You can go back and listen to that previous boo about falling in love, which is what happened last time. One of the problems with dancing tango is you can fall in love in just 3 or 4 minutes, and that can be quite addictive. So I came home, and as I was heading home, I was literally about 20 metres from the entrance to where I'm staying, and there's a cafe, which I've been to a couple times, and I decided to drop in, just spare of the moment. And I walked in there and I ordered a glass of wine and I met a lady and I started chatting to her and then I met her husband. And what unfolded over the next, what time is it? It's 4:17 a.m. So what unfolded over the next 2.5 hours has been really quite amazing. I've met this fellow who was just a few years younger than myself, a contemporary of West Berlin, just before the wall came down, who has done reasonably well and is engaged with the old Eastern Europe significantly. And we talked about so many topics. I'm not even going to go into them right now. I've invited him to come onto the podcast because he has some stories and he's very good at speaking about them and telling you tales. And I've invited him to come onto the podcast at yourstorypodcast.com and tell us his story. We'll see in 2 or 3 weeks' time if it actually happens. Sometimes this happens and people say yes and it never eventuates. So we'll see. But towards the end of the evening, we got into that old topic that comes up time and time again as I speak to Germans about the war and this collective guilt that the Germans have, particularly this part of Germany, I think, rather than maybe all of Germany, but I'm not sure. And this collective guilt that exists, particularly of my generation and the older generation. I noticed that with the younger people, people in their teens and 20s, it doesn't seem to be an issue anywhere near as much. But I saw him weeping. I saw him weeping about the frustration of saying, "What more can I do?" And he's carrying the burden of a guilt that he doesn't deserve to carry. It was his parents' or grandparents' generation who voted incorrectly, and they were manipulated by a political system that was in place. It wasn't any of the people's fault. They just got swept up in it. And here we are, what is it, 70 years later, and people are still suffering. And I find it such a shame. And it's touched me. And hopefully, in a couple of weeks, we might be able to delve a little bit deeper into it. It was a simple night to start with, but it turned into a rather wonderful night. It's funny how things unfold.